Sometimes during meditation, I felt like being in waves, as if I'm moving in a wave motion, but actually my body is still. What does it mean? What should I do when it happens? It means it feels like being in waves. Oftentimes we tend to, try to interpret so much, or we try to make sense of it so much that and there's so much, how do you say, self involved in that. That is so that is the actual, say, hindrance. And first is to pay attention to in terms of basic feeling tone. Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neutral? So then one starts to see, this is where you start using, say, like the four foundations of mindfulness as a frame of reference for our experience. Say when we th say just that, I mean, this is an example. I don't want to, but it's it. I think it's a helpful example in the sense of when we say, like, we interpret it from a personal perspective. This is me. Experience this. What does this mean? What's it say about me? If it's like this, am I a success or am I a failure? Is this good or is it bad? Am I doing it right or am I doing it wrong? Those are all kind of underlying assumptions that we, it's easy to get hooked by. And so being able to have a frame of reference, a foundation of mindfulness that we view it through, then we can say it's not picked up as a personal thing. It is, say again, highlighting Four Noble Truths, highlighting dukkha, cause of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, path leading to cessation of dukkha. And that's a step into freedom. So we can view it through the lens of body. Well, what's the actual experience of the body? Where am I experiencing that feeling of waves, what is it? How does it get experienced within the body? So that's and different ways that we can bring that attention into the body is using, say, body as a, say, kaya upasana, the body as the foundation of mindfulness, feeling as the foundation of mindfulness, mind as the foundation of mindfulness, in the sense of one is feeling like being a waves, but then does it, because is the mood of the mind one of a greed or desire? Oh, I want more. That feels good. Or is it something of oh, there's some kind of I feel like I'm in waves. There's aversion, ill will. So it's like there's the mind of the mood of aversion, because that's how the Buddha describes, like, mindfulness of the citta anupassana, the mindfulness of the mind. Is the mind are we experiencing the mind with greed, or the mind without greed? Or is it the mind with aversion, the mind without aversion, mind with delusion, mind without delusion, mind that's contracted, or the mind that's expanded, the mind that is steady, or the mind that is not steady, the mind that's free, the mind that's not free. So those are moods of the mind. So one's exploring it through that lens of the foundation of mindfulness. So it's picking it up in a way that clarifies how we're holding it. And then recognizing, because that's another, say, like in the Dhammanupassana, one of the Dhammanupassanas, the mindful foundation of mindfulness frame of reference concerning dhammas, or the objects of mind, is the hindrances. Is it a cause for the hindrances? Or not, and are there? Can it be used in a way that another aspect of the, say, the frame of reference in dhammas is the factors of awakening? Oh, can this be used as a factor of awakening? Can I establish mindfulness? Can I investigate dhamma within this? Can I investigate this experience? Can I bring up a kind of effort that's balancing and settling? Yeah, God, can I experience a sense of joy, well-being, tranquility, stability, equanimity? So then, one's using these experiences to pull into Dhamma, and so that's a it's just a having a perspective of Dhamma on our experiences is really especially in terms of meditation, because we're it's all new territory, and being able to have a sense of a context, so that we're able to use our experience skillfully.